The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
You might have seen this story as well. Best Investor, a investment company, as the name would suggest. And they have carried out research that indicates having an adult child still living at home costs you €4,500 per annum per child. So more than one, you multiply it. €4,500 per child per annum. Suzanne Harrington, the journalist and author, is with me now. Suzanne, does that sound about right to you?
No, it doesn't. I do have an adult child living at home, but...
Costs you twice as much.
No. He pays to be here. He pays to be here because I couldn't support an adult child. I was a single parent, so it was okay supporting them when they needed supporting. But when they're adults, I don't think he costs me €4,500. I'd be horrified if he did.
In what way then does he kind of pay to be there? In what ways does he contribute as an adult child in the home?
Well, he pays a little bit of rent and pops up with, you know, he buys the odd sort of grocery stuff, things like that.
Did he stay in the house always? I mean, through kind of school and college and then work, or was there a period of time he lived away?
No, he's lived away. And that's the magic trick, is to break the circuit so that when the adult child goes away, they learn that the laundry fairy and the loo roll fairy and the toothpaste fairy and the washing up fairy are all not real. And they step into that role themselves. And then when they come back, they get it and they take the bins out without being asked. And they'll say things like, would you like some tea, or let me do the washing up? Or, and it, things that you've never heard them say before. They'll not only say it, but they'll do it because they understand what it's like to live independently. And it's just, I know that most kids can't move out because of the insane housing situation, but my child spent 6 months away, like abroad, where it was cheap. And it was a really growing up experience for him. He left a boy and came back a man. And my other child is in the midst of doing the same thing.
That's interesting, that idea of breaking the cycle, and maybe then they treat you as an equal. Is there a quid pro quo then? Do you have to stop treating them like a child as well?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we're housemates now. We're housemates. And I mean, obviously the buck stops with me in terms of bills and responsibilities and all the kind of really boring adult stuff. But in terms of domestic adulting, them living elsewhere for a period of time is the most effective, foolproof way of them stepping into domestic adulting themselves.
Well, listen,
because you stop being the mummy and you end up being the housemate. So it works.
We searched high and low for somebody who still fervently believes in the laundry fairy. And Cathal O'Sullivan is with me in studio. Cathal, the laundry fairy still does your washing, is that right?
Yes, I'm not even going to say from time to time because it's all the time. The laundry fairy does exist in my house and I'm very, very grateful to them. They come in kind of maybe once or twice daily, not daily, but every second day maybe, and checks up on me and kind of helps me out.
So you are living back home, but you do, but let's not paint too unfair a light. You do pay some rent, don't you?
Yes, so like, I suppose once, I have a brother, a twin brother and a sister who's older than me. And I suppose once we got full-time gigs or full-time jobs, my sister's a teacher, my brother's an accountant, it was a case of handing up €50 a week. And that's not much to ask, I suppose, like in, I suppose, today's economy and stuff like that, with everything going up and the cost of living. And we were all very grateful to hand it up and very happy to. And I think like doing it gave us, I suppose, a sense of, okay, like we know where this is going and our mom isn't like badgering us for it either. It's like, look, send it on to me, Revolut, the whole lot. And looking at it now, I'm like, I think a lot of people should be paying up, and a lot of my friends do.
Do but, they? Yeah.
Yeah. And like, we're 25, like, and some people I hear, they're like, oh, geez, I won't be handed up to my mom or dad. And I'm like, yeah, but they do a lot. And now my mother is probably a different kettle of fish.
Like, oh, really? In what way?
Like the washing, the ironing. I'll go home now today after being here in Dublin, and the dinner will be on the table, and there'll probably be a lunch made for tomorrow as well.
Sorry, she makes your lunch to bring into work as well, like when you were in primary school or something.
Yeah, but it's a case of, I suppose, just...
Cathal, come on.
Yeah, but she is a saint, Kieran. Like, she is absolute saint, and she won't mind me saying this because she is, like, but it's a case of just putting another pot in the dinner anyway.
Oh, sure, you're cooking anyway there, man.
But like,
exactly.
If my twin was there, he'd be having it. So it's just thrown in the lunchbox for me tomorrow.
Okay. Oh, so it's leftover dinners is what you're getting for the next day.
She's thinking ahead. She's not saying there's leftovers there. Mm. She's thinking ahead and putting an extra person in so that I won't go hungry.
And beyond the 50 euro, would she ever say to you, oh, Cathal, when that wash is done, would you hang it out and put in another
absolutely.
Wash?
I will hang stuff out. I will take them out, put it on the line, bring in the clothes and do all that.
When she asks you?
Yes, the washing is kind of a little bit, I'm kind of forgetful when it comes to it. And that's terrible because I am too. But like,
I'm not even living with my parents.
But I would run around and be like, oh, I'll run into all your little Watts and pick up bits if you need it. But I'm telling you, I am blessed. Like, and I know I am.
If you started to do a lot of stuff around the house, do you suspect actually she'd just want you to kind of go away, kind of stop foostering there? Oh, I know how to do this.
No, she'd be delighted now if I was cooking the dinner.
So she'd actually like you to do a bit more. But you're content to sit back and let her do all the work.
I don't know about that. But
that's the way it sounds, Cathal.
But look, I'm the only one left, so...
Oh, so you're kind of doing her a favour. Is that how you see it, is it?
I'm company.
Listen, Robert Whelan is with us as well. He's Managing Director at Rockwell, their financial planning advisors. Robert, as Cathal said, he's paying a bit of rent and most of his friends are paying a bit of rent. I guess the difficulty maybe some parents have with the idea of charging rent is that ideally, they want the Cathals of this world to move out and find their own place. And maybe they need to save up a few bob to do it. So you don't want to charge them too much.
No, you don't. I suppose I will say that there's a degree of irony here when we're coming on foot of Mrs. Brown, which is a show primarily around an adult child living with their parent.
But, that's true, actually. I thought of that.
Coming on to this particular topic.
Sorry, Robert, you must be a fan of Mrs. Brown that you knew that so quickly. Go on, admit
it. I've been outed. So, but yeah, of course, there is a happy medium. So, what most listen, I saw in research today, I looked at a similar survey, and ironically enough, 90% of adult children living at home with their parents said they'd actually love to move out, but they can't because of financial reasons. So, what you're trying to do is give the child a degree of responsibility by charging them something for, as you said, the fairy doesn't really exist. But at the same time, you're trying to let them save up that few quid because 50% of parents in the survey I looked at last year wanted the children out. So, it's kind of like from your own side as you're going, it's trying to find that balance. And typically, if you're looking at rent of 800 plus bills of 200, if you're giving your child 300 to 400 euros a month for your share of the upkeep, that allows them then to theoretically save 600 versus what to be paying outside of the home.
Mm. The figure as well, like the 4,500, it sounds a huge amount when you round it up over a year. It's 86 odd quid a week. I mean, when you break it down that way, it's probably not surprising.
It probably is, but I also genuinely think that it was so funny to hear the first two contributors here. Like, I can't imagine anyone with a straight face going out making money and taking home a couple of thousand a month and not handing anything up to mam or dad. Now, mam or dad aren't taking it. So in terms of the general cost of it, well, it probably does, because if you're looking at the ESB, basic running the house, food, contributions, they're probably giving them a few quid for a taxi. I don't know, but it does add up. But I think there's a major difference. Like, the survey talked between 18 and 34. Well, there's a huge difference between someone's needs at 18 and someone's age at even 24, 25. So, like, I think there would be that high because the kids are in college. But once they start of working age, I can't see how, in the name of God, anyone is spending nearly 400 euros a month on an adult child in good conscience.
Suzanne, when it comes to that balancing act, as Robert describes it, in terms of kind of asking for contributions, but wanting to ensure that they can save enough to actually fly the coop when they need to, how do you manage it?
I would guess what the rent is for. I look at the rent of the room, the market value of what the room would be, and I have it, and then I take a bit off again so that it really is made straight.
Okay, but, yeah. God, when you started that sentence, I was about to say, God, Suzanne, you miser. I thought you were charging the market rent.
No. Less than half of market rent. And they don't pay bills. But it's a contribution to help me out because, you know, it's fine if mum and dad are quite wealthy, then they're comfortable. But not all mums and dads are comfortable, Leof. And sometimes it's just mum or it's just dad. And so it's a kind of a practical help out as well as teaching the kid how to adult financially. It's also like actually needed. So I have no qualms whatsoever. If the child is not in full-time education, then they need to cough up a bit. And they need, but it's not just about the money. It's about the full integration of being an active part of the household and not bringing your laundry home and expecting the laundry, the mummy to do it. No offence to the other culture.
Well, I think, you're going to have to talk to Cahal and Cahal's mother, I think, as well, who keeps doing his laundry. I mean, she should just leave it piled up.
Not for long, mind you.
Yeah, well, actually, this is, we should reveal, Cahal has contributed to this conversation, despite the fact that he's actually going to be moving out. Who is going to do your laundry as of next week, Cahal?
Me. I'm going to have to buckle up my shoes and get going. But yeah, I suppose it was 6-1, half a dozen the other when I
bet you'll FaceTime your mother in front of the washing machine.
I'm well able.
And turning the dial. What does this, what does sport mean? What does rinse mean?
Why is it on fire?
Exactly, yeah.
No, yeah, look, it was a case of just, I suppose I'm working in Dublin and again, I get the train every day or drive up on the weekends and stuff like that. Petrol, train fare, the whole lot like that. It was just, it was the right decision to move up.
You'd be home the first Friday with a big black sack full of dirty clothes. Looking for fraud. George, get her to do, Cahal. Get her to free. Keep cooking you the dinners, but freeze them.
Oh, well, she did that before for a long time in college. So.
There you go. Anyway, he has it hacked. He has it absolutely hacked. Robert Whelan, listen, Robert, thanks a million for joining us. Managing Director at Rockwell, the Financial Planning Advisors. Thank you as well to Cahal O'Sullivan and to Suzanne Harrington, the journalist and author. Kids not paying money will not make good partners in the long run, I suggest one listener. My niece was home from Canada for a week. I asked her how she was doing. She says, I'm doing well, but when she first arrived in Canada and had to buy her own food, she was shocked at the price of bread and milk. She always just used her mam's card when she lived in Ireland. Tap, tap, tap. Anyone who doesn't contribute to the household financially is an inconsiderate snowflake, suggests somebody. And this person says, I'm the apple of my mother and father's eye. They wouldn't want me wasting my money paying rent to them. They would prefer I save my money instead. That's nice, isn't it? To be that ignorant of the reality as it swirls around you.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.